Hello and welcome to the Dune Minute Podcast, your place to deep dive minute by minute into the cinematic adaptation of Frank Herbert's World of Dune. I'm one of your hosts, John.
And I'm Zach.
And today we are starting a brand new week. Hope you're doing well, Zach.
Happy Monday, John.
We are starting with some finances and ending with some hostages.
That's right. That's right, man. So
we ended last week starting the strategy meeting. Paul's very first strategy meeting.
Yep.
And Leto asked Thufir Hawat for an update on the operations, and Thufir had mentioned that he had found a copy of the Harkonnen's accounting books. So we're starting this minute with Thufir continuing to say that the Harkonnens were taking in 10 billion solaris out of Arrakis every year.
And I assume that is
a lot of money.
I assume that it's profit. 10 million.
Yeah, when I hear taking out 10 billion, that's yeah.
So they were making more than that.
Sure.
Probably a lot more than that.
Yeah.
But 10 million in pure
billion.
Profit. Billion, sorry. 10 billion. Billion in pure profit. That's a whole lot of money.
Yeah. For comparison, remember the Ceremony of the Change was 1.46 million and 62 solaris.
62.
So that's what, 1,000th of, no, if it was 10 billionth, it was 1/10,000th
of
profit for the year.
When we were talking about how many times can a spider cross its human fingers, we clearly figured out that I'm not good at math.
Yeah, that so is true.
I don't know. I'll take your word for it.
Yes. Leto scoffs at this news. And then the biggest fucking nerd in the room has some shit to say. We hear Gurney Halleck mumble to himself. He just says straight up to the whole table, "They shall suck of the abundance of the seas and the treasures hidden in the sand."
Which is a fun quote.
What a fucking nerd, though, dude.
Like, do you know where that's from?
No.
I didn't even have to look this one up, John. I knew it.
Go on.
It's from the Bible.
Oh, that's why I don't know.
Yeah, that's why I do know.
Yeah.
I did have to look up the exact book and verse and all that stuff, but it is from Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 19. And it is pretty much the whole quote. The only part that is left out is like a phrase before a semicolon there. And I don't know the context behind this. I know I've heard it before. He says, "They shall call the people unto the mountain. There they will offer sacrifices of righteousness, for they shall suck of the abundances of the sea and of the treasures hidden in the sand."
Hmm.
So, I mean, just a quote ripped straight from the Bible. So I guess that part still exists 30,000 years into the future.
Guess so. So Gurney Halleck is a fucking nerd.
A Bible nerd.
Bible nerd at that.
It's good for him. You gotta, you know, gotta know your scripture sometimes.
Yep. Thufir Hawat continues. "We won't see prophets like that for a while, not with the equipment they left us."
Yep.
And Leto asks, or
I think it was just a hard cut after that.
No, someone asks, I don't remember who it is, "How bad is it?"
Oh, Leto and asks.
Yes. Yeah. And then we get the hard cut to Thufir Hawat and his little umbrella.
I love it. You know,
it's so
dainty.
Yeah.
Which, you know, he's not a small man.
No, but he's also like not a super rugged warrior type either.
No, no.
I just think it's so funny that like he's just got this little Japanese
paper umbrella.
Chinese paper umbrella, yeah.
Yeah. It's very, very fun. John, you know, I was recently on a trip to the beach.
Yep, we talked about this.
Yeah, which is, as a pale man, beach is not always my favorite place. I tend to burn easy.
Yep, straight to red.
Straight to red. And I can't tell you how many times I wish I had an umbrella like this.
This little dainty paper umbrella.
I would have rocked the shit out of that umbrella on the beach. That would have been amazing. Props to him for proper skincare. And yeah, we could all take a lesson from Thufir Hawat right here.
Yep. Yeah, because everyone else is just walking without any protection from the sun, and you know, Arrakis is it's a little warm there. So
the desert takes the weak.
We see the group of Thufir and Lanbil, Leto, Paul, and Gurney Halleck, and you know, other various unnamed Atreides.
Staffers.
Yeah. Faculty, as it were. Walking out in the open courtyard towards this large, empty array of these what look like silos, essentially.
Yeah, they're grain. I mean,
they're grain silos.
Like, yeah, the equivalent would be like shorter grain silos. Did you count them?
I have a screenshot of them.
Well, so, I already count them. I
can get it. Well, look at you.
So it's 400 spaces that we see.
Yes.
Presumably this is not the only one, because we're in a very large courtyard. There may be more to the side that we can't see on camera here. Mm-hmm. But in the shot that we do get, there are 400 spaces for silos to exist in. 22 of them are filled.
Yep.
And Thufir says, we are meant to fill all 400 of these things every 25 standard days.
They're not doing good.
No. I try to do some research on like standard days versus our days kind of thing.
Yeah.
Roughly the same. So, you know, every, well, you know, rounded out to an even number, every month they're supposed to fill every single container that, and every single like holster of
these containers. And this is processed spice too. This isn't raw spice. This is...
Yeah,
presumably I think so. Processed and yeah. You know, harvested and everything.
Well, I don't know. I thought differently when I was looking at this. That's a lot. That's a lot. If they were supposed to fill that every 25 days with like fully done processed spice, I don't know if that would necessarily constitute the rarest substance in the galaxy.
But you think that the Spacing Guild would want anything other than fully processed and ready to consume spice for their guild navigators?
I think like, they're supposed to fill these up and then it goes to refinement. So the end product is much less than this. That's maybe. I have no basis for that. That's just my gut feeling.
This is all headcanon right here.
Yeah. I have not seen anything that is, that points to one direction or the other. That's what I felt in my heart. when I was watching this.
Yeah. Clearly, though, the Harkonnens haven't left things in good condition. They've been sabotaged, or they've sabotaged all of the remaining infrastructure.
Yeah.
So Leto asks if there was any kind of arbitrator during this, and we are introduced in name only. Dr. Liat Kynes.
Yep.
Judge of the Change, appointed by the Emperor to oversee the transition. She's an Imperial ecologist who had spent 20 years on Arrakis and is eccentric from what Thufir Hawat has been told.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to get into Kynes right now. I will talk more about her when we meet her.
Yep.
But definitely one of the more interesting characters in this movie.
Yes. Yes.
So excited. And we're finally getting into the...
Her time is coming soon.
Yes, excited to formally meet her. But Leto says, I want to go out and see the spice fields. And Thufir Hawat's like, why?
That's not smart.
Not advisable, sir. And then he says, well, why don't we bring Kynes for some Imperial protection? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Gurney is just like
Gurney, like he's like, oh okay, I can get behind this little hostage situation.
What you're doing there, buddy? And gives a little smile and wink at Paul.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. That's where the minute ends right there. It's right after he says, as Imperial protection, or sorry, right after Gurney smiles and says, a hostage. I wanted to note that this particular scene, again, was not in the books. They do have the mention of Imperial protection, It's in a much more like boardroom style setting,
sure,
where they talk about this. But I think they did this scene in the movie.
Basically, they didn't leave the strategy meeting.
Pretty much, yeah. I think they did this scene to really illustrate how much of a how much pressure that the Atreides are under, and really how kind of screwed their situation is.
Yeah,
with the equipment that have. So, a very good, visual representation of, you know, kind of the situation that they're in. I like it. I dig it. Mm-hmm. We get to see an umbrella from through fear. That's always fun.
I love his little umbrella.
Best character in the minute, definitely the umbrella.
Shout out.
That's any other notes on this one?
I have nothing for this minute. Next minute, we got some stuff to talk about.
So, oh, yeah.
Come back tomorrow. We will be here. But if you want to reach out to us before then, you can do so. You can email us, duneminute@gmail.com. Find us on Twitter @DuneMinute or on Instagram @TheDuneMinute.
That's right. All right, cool. Well, we'll see you back tomorrow on the Dune Minute Podcast.